I look at you lately, I just want to smash your face in.
You said that it's a phase, just something I'd outgrow. But I got a girlfriend and she's got a lawn that I'd sure like to mow. Go on and wish that Brad Pitt would come along. But I prefer Madonna in a lacy thong. And I'm a lesbian, I don't like nothing swinging between their legs.
Hello, hi there. It has been millennia. Don't think that I don't know it's been millennia. I know it's been millennia. You are listening to show number 62 of Lesbian Mafia. I'm your host, Sandy. Hope you've been holding up all right. For the past couple of nights when I've been waking up, the sheets and the blankets and stuff have been kind of like in a ball, you know? And I say, like, what's going on in that bed at nighttime? What's happening in there while I'm sleeping? It looks like a tornado hit the bed. I don't know. Generally speaking, I sleep pretty neat. I thought I did anyway. But, you know, because I like to make the bed when I wake up, I just make the bed, you know? I'm not fanatical about it, but, you know, I make it, and that's it, and then I'm done. I don't have to think about it. But, like, lately, I wake up, and the sheets are tangled in my feet. I don't know what's happening. That's a thought in my mind, wondering what the hell. And so I read page 6, and there's been some stuff in there about Stephanie Adams. So I said, you know what? Let's talk to her, because this is stuff that women in the community, that we talk about all the time, and then we get chastised for talking about it. But we talk about this kind of stuff, how we fear dating women who date men, because then they're going to go back to men, right? This is what a lot of us talk about. And some of us don't mind, you know, as long as they're not dating men while they're dating us. And some of us do mind. I'm in the camp of, you know, I like to date lesbians. I'm attracted to lesbians. I don't have this desire to play these little conquering games. You know, maybe when I was younger and I had less self-esteem about myself, or, you know, or if I had been out maybe a little tipsy or something, and there's someone in your line of vision and they don't happen to be gay. You know, maybe they're, you know, I have indulged in that in the past, but to me, it's really, really hot when a woman is about women. That's sexy to me. But there are a lot of us who maybe don't live in a place where there are a lot of open lesbians that are A, their type, B, out of the closet, and C, easy to meet. So they kind of, you make do with what you have. You kind of, your gaydar gets sharper. And so maybe you hook up with someone who hasn't, who you are their first, and they haven't been gay, and they don't know if they're gay, and, you know, God bless you if you want to deal with that headache. But anyway, so I see, okay, this is how I see a bisexual as, this is how I see bisexuals and lesbians. I see a bisexual as, you got to get up at 4:30 in the morning. You got to put on your fishing suit. This is kind of an ironic example, but you got to put on your fishing suit. You got to get your tackle, you know, and I've never been fishing before, but this is what I'm assuming that people do when they go fishing. And then, you know, it's 4:30 in the morning. You're exhausted. You're tired. You got to get in the car and you go drive for 2 hours to God's country somewhere so that you could go fishing. And then you got to sit there all day, wait for the fish. And then you got to pull, you got to reel the fish. And then you got to clean it, and you got to scale it, and do all this disgusting, horrible stuff to that fish. You got to do all kinds of terrible things to that fish. And then you got to bring it home, and you got to clean it, right? And if you don't bring it home in time to clean it, then it starts to stink. And then after you clean it, then you could finally cook it. And then I see a lesbian as going to the fish market and buying fresh fish and bringing it home and cooking it. And sometimes I, even when I buy clams, I make the guy at the fish market, I make him shuck the clams for me. It's already done. I don't want to do all this work to eat fish. Are you following what I'm saying? I don't want to do all this work. I just want a ready-made lesbian. I want the package. I want someone who's already there. Someone who's been through the growing pains. Somebody who has endured the bruises, someone who understands the movement understands that this is more than just, you know, having sex and just fulfilling an emotional need. But so that's how I see that. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to do all this kind of work. Maybe when I was younger, when I was a teenager, I had more energy, you know, energy to expend. I had excess energy. But as time goes on, you get tired. That's what I'm saying. But there are women in the community who do not mind if they like someone, they like them. They don't care what their history is. They don't care, you know, what their situation is. They like them. So that's fine. And then they say, you know, as long as you're not dating men while you're with me, you know, because people are scared of STDs. If this sounds biphobic to say that when you're sleeping with men and women, that's a high risk person, well, then I'm guilty. So a lot of people do not mind dating women who have dated men in the past or who don't really know what their sexuality is. And they say, as long as you're not dating men while you're with me, because someone's going to get japped up. That's how they feel. And that's perfectly understandable. And personally, I do not harbor any malice on someone who realizes that, no, they weren't. I don't have a problem with that. But I will say, because you find out a lot more about a woman through being friends with her first and talking to a woman, you learn the most about women by listening to them talk. That's all you have to do to learn about who you are interested in, is listen to them talk. And then you have these types who will hear someone say, yeah, you know, I'm still attracted to men, but I'm with women now. And they'll jump into a relationship with this woman. And then when she turns around and says, I want to be with a man, then they have a heart attack. Right? Oh, this and that. She's just a horrible person, you know. Well, maybe if you were listening and not projecting what you want that person to be, because you think you can change someone because you're just going to turn her out. Do you understand what I'm saying? So anyway, so let's talk to Stephanie. Let's give her a buzz. I know a lot of people have been beating up on her, you know, so let's talk to her and see what's going on for her.
Master, we have a visitor.
You know I've been holding on. Tried to make me weak, but I still stay strong. Yeah. Put my life all up in these songs. Just so you can feel me,
so you can get through.
So take me as I am.
Hello, we're looking for Stephanie.
Oh, yes, hi. How are you?
Hi, how are you doing?
Okay.
Well, I have Nicole on the line.
I'm here. Hey, how are you?
Good. Calling to talk to you.
All right, so hi, Stephanie.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing good. So we're wondering how you are. That's
okay.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
That's good. Well, we read some stuff, and I thought that maybe you may have an opinion here on you.
Okay.
Being that, you know, there's stuff being written about you. Maybe you have an opinion on you.
Well, you really want to know. I have two different thoughts I'm going to go through. One is everyone, even people who are public, have their own, you know, right to privacy. And there are things I can reveal to people and other things I don't have to, or I don't have to really reveal anything. But I wanted to kind of make it known about my, you know, being straight now, and also elaborate a little bit on why I came out, you know, because I'm not a confused person. I'm very clear about my life, you
okay.
know, and basically I did send something to you prior to this interview just to let you know that I came out because of a very close person who raised me, actually my aunt who raised me since I was born. There were two aunts, and one in particular died from breast cancer.
Oh, okay, my mom's the survivor.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you understand, yeah, but my aunt died from it. Actually, both aunts were diagnosed the same year, and
wow,
found out that I had, and this is even more personal, that I had a lump, but it wasn't cancerous, thank God.
Oh, you're kidding.
God.
Wow, I actually have a lump, and they tested it, and, mm-hmm. you know, but when your mom, you know, when it's an immediate relative that, whatever, anyway.
Both of my aunts were very good mothers to me, very different lifestyles. One was very... One, she's alive, the other one, my other aunt, she was married for 54 years, and her husband died from cancer. And she's very straight and traditional, mommy, very conservative. Then my other aunt, she just had a personality that was definitely very colorful, and her first love passed away early on. Ended up falling in love with a woman, and she was chastised and treated so poorly by, not by my other aunt, because my other aunt loved her regardless, but she was treated poorly by a few people, family and so-called family and so-called friends, to the point where even in her, during her death or around the time of her death, they were just horrible to her.
Oh, my God.
So it was someone who was a doctor that she fell in love with, and she actually didn't even tell her love how serious her cancer was, which was kind of sad because her love of her life was just so upset when she found out what had happened and how she didn't really kind of open up to her that much. But, you know, it was just a very painful experience to her, you know, and dying, and also, you know, just, it was just a bad experience. But the good part of it was that I was there with her, and I pretty much, you know, I've always had a curiosity towards women, and I've always been very open and had a great number of friends who are gay, and I decided to, you know, even though it sounds weird to some people, it wasn't weird for me, and it was what I needed at that time, and I also helped a lot of people in doing so. I came out from my aunt. And I also came out pretty much just to let people know, you know what, just be happy with who you are and however you want to identify yourself. And if you're confused, if you're bi, if you're straight, if you're gay, if you're whatever you are, just be happy with who you are. So, you know, I actually did fall in love with a female at that time. And I said, okay, you know what, this is, you know, I don't care whether someone's male or female, you know, that's who I was in love with. And then at some point, just didn't really think it was for me.
Yeah. Right. I hear you. I question that all the time.
Yeah. I mean, as much as I have so many gay guy friends, I have lesbian friends, and I love them all, but as far as a relationship, it wasn't for me. Like, being in an actual lesbian relationship wasn't for me. Doing a lot for the gay community, I, you know, contributed a lot of time and funds and resources and everything to promote a lot of good causes in the gay community, and I still do so. But I fell in love with a man, and we're now married, and he's my true, true soulmate. And if people want to label me, you know, that's fine. I label myself as straight because I'm always going to be with him, and I'm never going to be with anyone else, you know, but I am who I am, and I honestly don't care what anyone thinks, but, you know, I'm just being true to myself, and I'm just volunteering my information about my life to people.
Right. Well, tell me if I'm wrong. To me, it sounds like, as an outsider, someone who doesn't really know you personally, it sounds like you were in a relationship with a woman, and maybe for a time you may have thought you were lesbian?
You know, when I was with her, I was just with her. You know, I'm the type of person, I'm faithful to whoever I'm with, and at the time, you know, I mean, she was a complete lesbian, no desire to be with men, never was, never wanted to be, and I was with her, so, and she's very sensitive about the fact that she wanted to make sure I was faithful to her, and that's the type of person I am, but I was completely with her at that time, so that's how I identified myself.
So you did think you were gay during that time?
I didn't think I was gay. I was in a gay relationship.
Okay,
I was gay.
So,
you know?
Oh,
It's almost like when people say, what's my background? I mean, my background is black, white, Native American, and it's so intricate. I'm not like, I mean, I just never look at things as completely just black or white. But now, like I said, I'm with a male, and I love him dearly, and he is the only person I'm going to be with the rest of my life, so that labels me as straight. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I'm understanding your psychology about it, which is...
And even, you know, most of my life I have been with men. I've always been with men. I've had a curiosity towards women. I've never been with, you know, okay, I'll be with a guy today, and then next week I'll go out on a date with a girl. I mean, I've known deep down inside who I was, you know, and I did have a curiosity, you know, and like I said, I came out from my aunt because she was treated so badly that I decided, okay, I'm going to come out. And let's see who kind of, like, in, you know, those people who were so mean to her, let's have them, you know, confront me, which they actually didn't, because I was kind of going to let them know how I felt about how they treated her, as well as, you know, what they could have said to me.
But, so what you were doing is you were picking a fight, is what you were doing.
I was actually setting the record, you know, I was actually pretty much just coming out to sort of shock them and have them sort of, like, I was the person who was putting, you know, pretty much fighting for my aunt.
Like, I'm gay too, and what? Now what?
Exactly.
Right,
exactly.
Okay.
You know, and I did kind of, like, get my point out to them, which was good, but I also, like I said, it was more personal, but I ended up doing a lot in the community, and I also got a lot out of the community because I love the gay community. So, you know, it worked out. It was a good experience, and, you know, I have no regrets for it. And, you know, that's basically what I have to say.
At any point did you say, you know, I'm a lesbian, I don't like men, and this is, you know, like, did you pass yourself off as a lesbian? Because I'm sure there are people in the community who would say, hey, you know, she made her career based on being the first out lesbian Playboy centerfold. Is that...
No, I'm going to correct you on that. I didn't use it as a career. Any funds, anything that I made off of that, I gave back to breast cancer research. I didn't really make that much. I even donated more of my own funds from my straight life prior to coming out. So I didn't make anything out of it financially. It was something I did that was personal.
Well, that's a reasonable answer.
What I made was actually from investing. So gay straight money doesn't matter. It was through investing prior to that whole thing. Didn't make any money off of it.
Okay. But you did get notoriety from, right? Whereas you may have been a little more obscure as a... Were you a centerfold? You were a centerfold, right?
I was a centerfold back in 1992, so I had my notoriety, and I was in page 6 of the Post about, I'd say, a good dozen times before I came out. So, I mean, not to be pompous, but I'm basically saying that, you know, as well as all the other articles I've been in and interviews I've been in, that was just from being straight. So the gay thing, if I never came out, I still would have been in the media and still done other things, even if I was completely straight and not coming out at that time. You know, like I said, that was very personal. It didn't really give me an advantage in any other way, you know.
Not being a lesbian centerfold didn't give you an advantage?
I don't think so. It came out actually more than I wanted it to. My personal life out there that much in the public, it wasn't what I 100% wanted. I did it for personal reasons.
Did it take a life of its own after a while?
It took a life of its own, and that was why I sort of just, most people, like, you know, nothing against Paris Hilton, but there are people who do like being out in the media, and they'll just go crazy with that. I mean, I did just the opposite. I just at some point just decided to be very private. You know, I mean, minus my lawsuit against the city, which was another big thing.
Right.
So I said, okay, no one bother me. Just leave me alone right now.
Yeah, no, I hear that.
I spend most of my time taking care of my other aunt because she survived breast cancer, my other aunt, but now she has Alzheimer's. So, you know, my private life I totally value. So I kind of didn't want a lot of people in it that much, you know.
Yeah, when you're dealing with life and death issues, at some point everything else just seems trivial.
Exactly.
Everything just becomes black and white. It's like, this matters and this doesn't.
Yeah.
All right. So let me ask you this now. You're in a relationship with a man, right? And you mean to tell me that it never dawns in the back of your head, nothing like with women, that just is totally out of your head now? Like when you see a woman that maybe you might have thought was attractive before, you don't...
Men and women, I mean, ever since I hit puberty, I mean, even before puberty, I look at people and I'd say, okay, wow, that's an attractive person, you know, but as far as any desires, no, I don't have that, not now. Like I said to my friend Richard in the Post, I'm straight.
So after...
You know, when I was with a woman, I loved her as a person. I didn't particularly feel that I would continue being with her. You know, deep down, I didn't feel that. I've always wanted to be friends with her, you know, and I did have a feeling where I wanted to be with men, you know, and I just knew that that was going to happen, that I was going to eventually go back to being with men, but it was a curiosity. And it was also something at the time my aunt died, it was just something that I went through, and I also wanted to come out for her, so it was a combination of things, you know. Very emotional time.
Yeah. And I guess people may have seen things in a certain way, but you knew what was going on for you, and you can't always get on the loudspeaker and define things.
I mean, in a weird way, it helped me, and it also helped a lot of people. Because, like I said, I did a lot of nonprofit, a lot of work in the community, and I really put more of myself into being more of a figure, you know, than I did really just my personal life, because I didn't even have that much of a personal life even when I was with a woman. Like, I was spending most of my time doing things in the gay community. So at some point I also said, okay, I need to really have a private life, and I love my aunt. I know she passed on. She wants me to be happy. Now I have to do what really makes me happy.
Well, spending that much time in the gay community can turn anyone back the other way.
Well, I mean, you know, even in the straight world, there's a lot of chaos.
Yeah, that's true. But these lesbians, they just want blood.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and as for people who criticize others, I mean, whether you're gay, straight, or whatever, I honestly don't care. And I also feel that people need to really look at themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I take on that. I don't care what other people think.
What would be your advice to, say, a woman who is in a relationship and she's not certain about whether she wants to continue with a woman, or if she's leaning more towards men, if that's more where she sees herself in life?
I would say don't label yourself. Be happy with who you are, whatever that is. It doesn't have to be gay or straight. Just be happy with who you are. And that's, you know, sometimes people in the gay community, like my aunt, you want to be closeted, that's fine, but some people are closeted because people treat them so badly. I am so anti any sort of prejudice in any way. For any woman, man, anyone, be happy with who you are.
And don't come out of the gate labeling yourself. Just say, I don't know. And
exactly. I said that however people, you know, people like labels, so I just go with that. Okay, I'm a lesbian, I'm straight. You know, either way, I'm happy with who I am. So, you know, and I preach that for gay pride. Be happy with who you are. I meant that. And, you know, that's the most important thing. You have to be able to look at yourself in the mirror and love who you are.
Did you hear about what happened in Maine?
They
voted against marriage in Maine.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Honestly, I am very much still an advocate in the gay community. And I've seen so many gay couples. You know, I live in Manhattan, and, you know, I spend a lot of time downtown, and I love Chelsea, and I see so many couples that are gay, and they have children, and those children look so happy, and it doesn't matter, again, you know, what color, what, you know, my husband is Caucasian, my family's mixed. I don't care what color, what sexuality someone is. I care about who they are as a person. And if they're good for being parents, you know, they love each other, it doesn't matter. Gay people should have every right to marry. They should have every right to adopt children, have children, whatever. I mean, we're human beings.
Right, you know? Right, right. You think maybe if you had stayed in the life, that would have been a problem?
You mean like for me getting married or?
Yeah, like that.
A woman?
Yeah, you would have been on the, you know, just essentially a person with less civil rights than the next person.
I mean, eventually that's going to change. I think a lot of people who are, I mean, I'm very strong in my opinion, people who are educated,
mm-hmm.
you know, people who understand that gay rights are like civil rights, we're all human beings. I think eventually people are going to come to their senses and respect gay rights, gay people, and their right to marry, and their right to have a lifestyle like everyone else. You know, eventually it's gonna happen. You just have to keep fighting, you know, and I'm one of those people who keep fighting for, you know, for gay rights as well.
Well, I want to know if you're still doing your horoscopes.
I do my horoscopes. I do my tarot cards. My friend Nikki, I love her, and I'm going to eventually, you know, go back to her parties, you know, and being in the community a little bit more.
Right, I think she's...
I've been in it not because I'm straight, but because, like I said, I've been taking care of my aunt, and I was taking care of my uncle last year, and he was sick, and he passed away.
I'm sorry.
I had terminal cancer, so I've just been really busy with family. You know, I'm not hiding or staying away from my gay friends. I've been staying away from my straight friends, too, you know?
Right, I think Nikki's having a party next week.
Oh, okay.
Is it next week, Nicole?
Next week I'm actually going to be out of town. But Nikki knows. She knows I love her and I'm going to be
not,
there.
I'm not sure what my role is here. I'm like the peanut gallery listening in.
Nicole gets very excited when she gets to talk about her parties.
No, yeah. I love Nikki's parties. Yeah.
The one on November 21st. Look.
Where is it?
It's at Club Spin. Susan Sarandon just bought a nightclub, so we're doing just a one-time lesbian party there. We're going to see how it goes. So I'm right. Pretty excited. A lot of people are excited because it's a different spot, you know. It's a very new nightclub, and the niche is ping pong. It's a big celebrity thing now that I guess they like ping pong. So
look, she could talk for days. She could talk for days about her party. Now, didn't you just
question for Stephanie? Sorry, I had a question.
Because
I remember, you know, when we were hanging out, you kind of went through what I perceived. It was like, you know, phases where first, you were still continuing to date women, and then just, you know, I think, you know, you've met some lesbians out there that just, and they were driving you a little nuts. And then I think you kind of were dating men. So I said, oh, okay, so, you know, she's probably bi, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then I think just these women, you know, a lot of them just turned you off, and then I kind of knew, I think we spoke in, that you had a boyfriend and you were going through that. But my question was that if, you know, maybe if you would have met the right woman, you think you would have...
Yeah, I did meet a lot of nice women. I had two stalkers.
I know, but you had a lot of stalkers. Yeah. They were nuts, Stephanie, and that would turn anyone off.
And I got arrested twice and it wasn't enough of them. But, you know, I also dated some really, really nice girls who just were just, one in particular was an amazing person. But I just didn't feel that, you know, it was something that I wanted long term. I just didn't feel it.
Right.
Hey, you know, there's women who are straight their whole life, and then when they're 40, they turn around and they decide they're gay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same, it could be the same thing, where maybe you were a little more fluid with your sexuality, and then now you're not.
You know, I hit puberty, I dated males, and I had a little curiosity towards females, you know, even though he drove me crazy in all-girl Catholic school. You know, I just couldn't be around them sometimes, you know, and you know, modeling, you know, I kind of preferred hanging out with the gay boys than anything. I love them.
Right.
You know, but I just, you know, most of my life I have been straight, you know, and, you know, I decided, okay, you know what, I'm just going to explore this, and I'm going to explore this and be true to myself. It took the death of my aunt for me to learn how to live. And I did. I experienced what I wanted to, and I did a lot, you know, like I said, for the community that I didn't really think it would become such a big deal, you know, me coming out, but it was a good experience. And, you know, it's not over. I mean, I'm still, like I said, I still support gay rights, and I'm very much a supporter of it, and my best friend in the world is a gay male, and I love him dearly, and, you know, nothing's changed. I'm just married to a man.
Right, it's the same thing. So what is the sun and the moon looking like for Aries this month?
Are you an Aries?
Yes.
Oh, okay, so you can relate to a Leo, because that's what I am.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, you have to send me an email. I'm going to send you my calendar. I used to do horoscopes online, but now what I'll do is I'll send you, like, an e-calendar.
Oh, okay, that sounds great.
Just send me a mailing address, and I'll send you a couple of calendars. But Aries in general is... very strong sign, fire sign, extremely strong, tough. You are good with, you know, I always thought I was like a Tyson with the knockout responses and attitude towards people. Aries is like that, too. You know, you guys are tough, you know, and even your love, you know, is very strong, very tough, but at the same time, you give, you know, I mean, you're true fire sign, you know. So whatever you go through, and I have to look at my own horoscope because I don't even know what's going on for me this month. You know, you're a survivor, big time.
Oh, that's very nice. I think I like you a lot more now.
What about Capricorn?
Earth sign. Yes. To work. You put yourself into what you do, and you take it as not just your job, but as your passion. You know, Leo and Aries, we love our work, but you love your work. So that's very important. You're very grounded, and you need to know where you stand in everything in life. And you need to know where you stand, particularly in relationships. Work, you can take charge of that. You know, relationships, it's not so easy because you deal with another person. And you tend to be a little tough with people till you know exactly what's going on with them, you know.
Yeah, and Capricorns love to promote their parties.
And they're usually the best because Capricorns are really good workers.
No, yeah, they never get enough. It's never, never enough promoting. Never, never ends. So didn't you come out with a book now? What's the deal? Is it a tell-all about all of your sexual escapades with women and how disgusting they are and how they turned you back straight?
Yeah, Oh, man, are you talking to me? You know, I decided to do calendars, you know, because last year I was so busy taking care of my family. I figured, okay, I still want to put something out there with horoscopes. So I did calendars, horoscope calendars. And now I'm working on a novel now. And you're the first person I'm actually telling.
Oh, so this is like an exclusive. This is an exclusive.
Yeah, it's like a superhero story, but it involves archangels. So it's a little kind of little touch of religion, you know, but they're superheroes.
And a little ethereal.
It starts off with goddessy. It's goddessy and something else, but I'll keep you posted on that.
Okay, what's your website?
Actually, I have three, but there are two that are up now. One is goddessy, goddessy.com, and the other one is stephanieadams.com.
Okay.
The book comes out, which I'm expecting it definitely in 2010.
Okay.
You know, I'll let everyone know.
Why don't you do a tell-all and talk about your stalkers, or is that too much drama?
You know, I think I've told enough. My life has been so public, you know, like more than I kind of wanted people to know.
Right.
I think everyone knows enough.
Yeah, I think, you know, you put a little bit out there and then everyone just thinks that they know you.
Yeah, that's true.
And lesbians, they're like, they don't stop.
Well, as tough as a Leo is, and as much as my life has been out there, no one really knows me except for my really good friends. They know me.
Right.
You can dig, but you're only going to go so far with a lion. You kind of have to keep away from a lion. They're a little dangerous. Yeah.
Yeah, I can tell that you get very snippy right away. 1, 2, 3, you get snippy.
And I have more respect for people who actually come up to my face and tell me something than who blog about it. Those are cowards.
Oh, yeah. And
other than that, you know, everyone's entitled to their own opinions, but come up to me, I have more respect.
Well, I'll tell you what, is the climate of this show is generally biphobic, but we welcome you, Stephanie Adams. Wait, why don't you just say that you're bi? Why doesn't that more accurately describe it? No, no?
It was a beautiful experience. I ended up making a lot, you know, of friends. As far as my career, it didn't launch it because it was already launched prior, and I gave a lot to the community. I didn't get anything financially out of it. It was really something I did out of love for my aunt and just, you know, wanting to help people to love themselves.
It wasn't something that you banked on at the expense of us poor schlubs.
My website was very clear saying that I became a self-made millionaire before 30. I came out when I was 33. So I was doing pretty well before, you know.
Right, you were doing all right.
I don't even care about my career. I care about taking care of my aunt and eventually having a family. And again, if someone was gay, you know, if it was me and I was gay, I would believe gay people have every right for marriage, for children, for everything. And I'm going to continue showing my support for that as well.
Right. I have one of my very good friends, she pulled a Chasing Amy also. And I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess when she first came out, we were just a little like, oh, okay. I mean, it didn't change the way we felt about her at all. I mean, but, mm-hmm. You know, and for someone like you that you've been out there, and I know you have friends in the gay community because I know you've been in the clubs for, you know, you like to hang out and you like to have a good time. You're out in the clubs, right?
Mm-hmm. And I still have what people, my straight friends label as a gay personality because I do have a butch attitude. You know, I think like a guy, I, you know, my personality is more of a male and I get along very well with males because I'm a very direct person, you know, but, again, that's just part of who I am, not my sexuality.
Did you know Carol Shia? She was the other one that posed.
Carol was my very best friend.
Okay, I spent like a week with her and her girlfriend at the time.
Okay.
So, and what happened? You guys don't talk anymore?
I don't talk too much about her personal life because she hasn't really been, you know, majorly public about her.
Uh-oh.
I will say that she was like my best friend, and you know we're still in touch with each other, and you know I wish her all the best. I just think she's a sweetheart.
All right.
She's my cousin. Nikki's like my cousin. Carol was like my sister. I love both of them.
Okay. Well, she was very nice when I spent time with her. She was very nice.
Mm-hmm.
But okay.
We're kind of like Playboy's bad girls. We had a, you know, bad girl attitude here in New York City.
And I don't even know why straight women or bisexual women or what have you would want to spend time in the lesbians, in the lesbian clubs. They're so low energy and they stand there and they stare. Not at Nikki's parties, of course. They're very.
I actually enjoy going to the gay boy clubs because they have excellent music.
I like more the mixed clubs and the gay male clubs. They get to be a little sweaty, then they take their shirts off. Who wants to smell them? I don't want to smell them.
Yeah, that part. Well, yeah. I mean, unless you're the big club, and straight clubs are just totally boring. I used to have to get paid to go to those parties. Playboy had promotions. I have to get paid to go to those parties.
Yeah.
I'm glad I met my soulmate because I didn't do well. Like, dating was just not for me. I'd go on a date first 5 minutes and just couldn't wait to go home.
Aw, yeah. Well, men are a disaster also. They can be a disaster if it's the wrong person. So we're all in the same boat in the end.
Everyone wants love, and it's hard to really find someone you can love and be compatible with. Hopefully we all find it.
Yeah, I'm jaded, that's all.
Okay. Well, then you know what? That means you need time to be to yourself. And you could be happy with yourself, but you just need some time, and then it'll sneak up on you like it did on me.
Well, we could all hope for a nice, happy ending. Well, you're going to have to tell us when. Send me your calendar stuff.
Okay.
Is there anything else you want to plug before you go? Goddessy.com, GoddessY.com. Anything else?
I guess just want to let everyone know that, again, I totally love the gay community. I'm more in it than I'm in the straight community still, you know?
All right. And Nicole, is there anything else you want to plug, like your party?
The one on this Saturday, November 21st? No.
Okay, very good.
I do want to have Stephanie. We do want to collaborate, so I'm looking forward to that.
Nikki, why don't we plan on doing a calendar party? Because that's for 2010.
We can.
Let's do that.
Okay. Yeah. My birthday is January 10th. Is that going to be ready for?
No, send me an email tomorrow, and we'll figure out a day. And definitely, if you're virtual, we'll have to do something.
Yeah, and just a message, a little reminder to all you lesbians out there: stop being such bitches, because you're chasing everybody out of the community.
No. Here's a message: just love yourself. Be happy with who you are. Be happy with who you are.
Right. Okay. That's a very good message to end on. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
So, yeah.
Sandals?
Yes.
You know, she was very active in the community, going out all the time, hitting up all the parties. And recently, you know, when I've been promoting, people have been asking about her. Like, where's Stephanie? What is she doing now? Have you spoken to her?
Like who?
Joshua Suzanne. She owns Rags of Go-Go.
Right.
And I have this friend, Kathy.
And I'm sure she understands. I mean, you know, this is, we're in a community of oppressed people. And so when someone comes out who happens to be a public figure at the time, you know, if they come out and they say, oh, you know, I'm the first out lesbian, you know, that's going to mean a lot to a lot of people. And they're going to hold on to that, even if you're not that famous. You know what I mean? Like, I remember as a kid growing up, just, you know, reading a book that may have possibly alluded to the fact that someone was gay. That would be like, you know, a really big deal. So I'm sure she's not surprised. I'm sure she's not offended or surprised that people are having a reaction to that. You know, even like Stephanie said, in the end, you formulate your own opinions on what happened. I'm sure she's not shocked or surprised. But I'm going to tell you, it's a bit off-putting when women come into the community and then, you know, they get, you know, welcomed with open arms. And then you turn around, I wasn't that all along. It's off-putting. So I'm sure she understands. The roller coaster of her life just happened to be public. That's just my take. I mean, to myself, I don't crucify people like that. I have friends, a lot of friends who are bi. I don't date them because I know they're crazy. So what are you going to do? That's it. And lesbians are even worse. And listen, not for nothing, I just want to throw this out there, is I bust on everybody. I say a lot of stuff about lesbians too. So you can't say, oh, you're biphobic, you're this phobic, you're that. I'm phobic everything. So shut up. So she didn't really confide in you?
I think she did bring it up, but I'm the kind of person, like, I don't ask personal questions. If someone wants to tell me, they'll tell me.
Right, and if you hang out, you're just hanging out.
Yeah, if I'm hanging out, like, I, you know, especially someone, she's so sensitive, and, you know, you could tell, I guess, in the beginning of the interview, she was very guarded. You know, people probably stoned her.
Oh, yeah.
Things, so,
I'm sure, yeah.
You know, and I think I remember her, you know, dating men, and, you know, trying to figure out with women. She was probably going through things, you know.
Yeah, and not for nothing, just because we had that interview does not mean that we are not still biphobic.
You.
You're not? Oh, please, you are too, please.
Let's define biphobic. I don't date bi women. Is that biphobic?
Well, if you asked certain people in the community, they would say the fact that you just don't date bisexual women means that you're biphobic. So, which would mean that the fact that Stephanie doesn't date lesbians anymore means that she's lesbian phobic. And if we continue along that philosophy, whoever you don't date, that means you're phobic.
Right. Or, I'm biphobic and I'm heterophobic.
And I'm manphobic and well. Whatever you choose not to date, and God forbid you say it, God forbid, oh my God, you're not allowed to say that you don't love and want to date anyone of any persuasion, because then that means you're phobic towards that specific thing that you don't date.
Right, yeah. Right. You're entitled to feel that way. You to tell to judge me.
Well, don't you know that lesbians are not allowed to say anything? Haven't you learned that yet?
Yeah.
You've been gay long enough, and you've been doing this with me long enough here. Lesbians are not allowed to have opinions on anything.
You could discriminate against anything, because that's your personal preference. People's personal preference, and it has to be respected.
All right, let's close up here. So, if you want to reach us on the MySpace... Oh, no, wait. Thank you so much for listening to this program. I'm talking through this whole thing. I just want you to know we're very low budget, and we don't really have good sound system stuff here, so I have to scream so that they can hear me, because I don't normally speak at this volume. But I wanted to say a very, very warm thank you again. I've thanked her a million times. She's probably annoyed. To Hadass for her donations to the Lesbian Mafia and to Love 146 in the Lesbian Mafia's name. That was a very nice thing. Did I tell you about that?
Yeah,
it was a beautiful thing. Very nice. And were you going to say something? I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm used to you cutting me off.
Yeah, I know. Right. And so what else?
You better promote your Facebook fan page.
Oh, yeah. You know, someone left us a message, and we'll play that now.
Hi, Sandy. My name is Iris. I'm from Illinois, and I was calling because I was just listening to your last podcast. And, you know, I have to say, I absolutely, positively am in love with your show. But, yeah, no, I wanted to let you know, because I always hear that you say, you know, when you're on Facebook, nobody can, you don't know how to find yourself. But when I looked for you on Facebook, all I did was go to the search on Facebook and typed in the Lesbian Mafia, and you popped up. So it's pretty simple. If you want, you can just tell people to search you on Facebook as the Lesbian Mafia. They don't need your webpage or anything. But, yeah, just wanted to let you know that I love your show and hope to hear from you soon again. Can't wait for the next show. Bye.
Yeah, just do the Lesbian Mafia, and it's a fan page.
Yeah, you just search the Lesbian Mafia. So we're on Facebook. You can get us on the Facebook. You can find us on the Twitter at twitter.com/thelesbianmafia. So thank you very much for tuning in, and we will be speaking to you again soon. Okay, say goodbye, Nicole.
Bye, Nicole.
Bye.
Bye.
TTYL.
STFU. What that is?
Yeah.
STFU. I know. I didn't know
what to say. LOL.
TYL.
ROTLMAO. LMAO on the floor. RO the floor.
ROTFL SMH.
What's that?
Shaking my head. FML, fuck my life.
What the fungal?
What the fungal?
Goodbye.